Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the offseason, you talk a lot of contractual talks with the football teams in the NFL. Largely like who should get extended, contract extensions, trades, and things of that nature. Now, before the season began, Ed, how would you prioritize the contract extensions for the Baltimore Ravens? Who needs to be extended first?
What are my choices?
Without a list, but who's number one?
I mean, Lamar is a person you have to lock up, but he has a contract. But I assume they're going to restructure his because you need room.
Right. You know, we didn't talk about what old way who's gone right now is a possible contract extension. Has your opinion on who to keep and who not to keep changed because of the start of this year?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, the people you have to keep at all costs, I'd say Lamar Jackson, obviously. Kyle Hamilton, Madubuike, likely.
Well, the Madubuike thing you got to figure out, right?
Like, now, that was before the season.
Yeah, that was before the season.
Jeremy, what was your opinion of giving Mark Andrews a contract extension before the season started?
If they did?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it. I want to give likely the contract extension.
So that hadn't changed because of the start of the season, naturally.
No. I mean, the difference is, like, I think having Mark Andrews at this point of career with Isaiah Likely is a luxury. Mm-hmm. We can't afford luxuries. You got to fix some problems and where you're allocating money. Can you really allocate that much money to two tight ends? I don't think so.
No, probably not.
With all the talent that you have in defensive players, because let's be honest, you talk about Lamar, Kyle Hamilton, mm-hmm. and, you know, you look at all these guys that you're keeping around and how much they're going to cost. Yeah, you're going to, like, Marlon Humphrey will eventually come off the books, and if Madubuike can't play, he'll come off the books, and then you got to replace him.
Do you want to, you don't want to extend Madubuike?
Not Humphrey. I doubt it. If I'm extending him, I think he's eventually moving to safety.
Safety, yeah.
So, that would be my only thing.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go to Baltimore and get Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Nothing, man. Just wanted to speak on the Ravens, man. I know they made the Oway trade yesterday, and I'm sure they probably got a move coming down the pipe, man. But if it isn't Max Crosby, you know what I'm saying, which may be a long shot, if the Giants lose tomorrow, man, I'm calling up the Giants and see if Brian Burns or Kayvon Thibodeau is available. Just wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
I like Thibodeau. I liked him in college.
I just don't. I'd have to look at their contracts and what the asking price is. If, you know, the Giants just gave up first round picks to go get Brian Burns from the Carolina mm-hmm. Panthers, and when you look at Dexter Lawrence, he's just an absolute difference maker.
Did he say Cosby as just a drive by, not really thinking that that's going to happen? Right.
He said Benji Crosby first said nothing's going to happen. Yes, okay. That was his first choice. Right.
Who was his first?
Max Crosby.
Oh, Max Crosby. Sorry, I didn't hear that. But. When he's talking about making a move with the Giants are going to ask for a ton of draft picks. That's why I bring up, and we talked about it earlier. I said, would you be willing to give up, you know, multiple picks, first mm-hmm. round picks? It's draft capital to go out and get the right player that you think can help you. And to your point, Ed, it's like, I don't think one player fixes your problems. Could it get better? Sure. Is that enough to put you over the top if you get healthy? Who knows? You're already behind the eight ball. But I don't want to mortgage an entire future to make a run at a season when you're 1-4.
Will this hurt? Yeah. It's just if they weren't this banged up and they put it this way, if the team was as healthy as it was week one, and they didn't look great, they blew that game, but okay, they still put up a great fight against the Bills. They dominated most of the game. I would do it then, but looking at the team now, they're so battered. There's so many injuries to premier players. I can't imagine they're all coming back healthy. I just don't see it. So I have a different view of the landscape right now.
I think some of the nagging injuries, I expect them to perform. The other ones are up in the air. I think Lamar can get back after the bye. Stanley can get back after the bye. I feel a lot more confident about what's going on with the team moving forward.
So the bye week will be moving into the transition of, okay, are you now firing Zach Orr? Are you bringing someone else in? Are you making moves to add even more depending on what happens this weekend? How healthy will you get after the bye? Because the other thing to factor in is if you're willing to move first round picks, what happens if, what Ed said, you add another guy and yeah, sure, you're better in this aspect of the game, but you're still losing games. Do you really want to give up a top five pick to go out, especially if you had a season like this when you've been looking for a pass rusher? Yeah, I just think there's a lot of things that go into this, and they're in such a weird purgatory of the NFL of figuring out which way do we want to go. I think they're making the right decision by trying to win, but I don't know that I'm taking that huge step forward and making a huge splash to trade first round.
I think if they can get an elite pass rusher, then it'll help a lot of issues that exist on that defense. Let's go out to Tom in Stevensville. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, buddies?
What's
Good
up?
Good morning to you guys. Nothing much. Just wanted to, since me and Jeremy are great friends now, man, I just wanted to ask Jeremy, did you really just say, bro, that you would keep Marlon Humphreys? I mean, have you watched this guy? Marlon Humphreys got
to
go.
Did you listen to what I just said? When he asked me, you didn't listen well because he asked me, would you extend Marlon Humphrey? And I said, no. The N-O, did you? No. It means no. I mean, what the hell? What an idiot. Like, look, dude, you can call in and take shots and everything else. The one thing I said to Rob is if he makes the eventual move to safety, I would look at that. But I guess you're listening to whatever you want to listen to.
Let's go out to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
What the hell is that?
Man, Jeremy's spicy this morning. So to Jeremy's point about the picks, kind of to his point, I don't want him to yell. But right now, the Ravens save draft picks like they save timeouts. And we're in a situation where between this season and next, we have to dump some draft picks to get better players in here. Because in my opinion, we should have two Super Bowls under Lamar right now. We have zero. The clock's
If you want to say they should have won, okay, when they got to the AFC Championship game, but, it's hard to say in the season that you don't get to the AFC Championship game that you should have won a Super Bowl. You should have won a playoff game, Super Bowl. Bad starts make people instantly think rebuild. I don't think this is a rebuild team.
No. Yeah.
It's a reload team.
And neither are the Orioles. I mean, they're not rebuild teams. You want to reload, but you're not rebuilding.
The people that talk about rebuilding, I think that's absurd. The talent, you have talent here. You didn't just lose everything you had from last year. You had a bunch of injuries, and your defense doesn't look like it hunts now. You're missing one of your best players up front, which is clearly having an impact, and then you had an injury across the board on your D-line. So It's the tough decisions, and I'm glad you have Eric DaCosta in there to make this of what types of moves you can make, because fans, especially when it comes to the NFL, are expecting these big trades to go down, and with the hard salary cap that they have, it's really difficult to make things work. You have to find the perfect dance partner that has the same type of contracts that you do, the money matches up, and all that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.